All right, Jeremy Bradley here, back live in Montreal, enjoying spring break. And, you know, earlier this morning we took a tour of the city and I was heard that there's like 5,000, 6,000 restaurants all over the place. So if you don't want to have somebody make the food for you, you can take a cooking lesson. And I am at, you know what, every time there's a French name, I like to have somebody local say it so that I don't screw it up.
Damien.
So we're about to take a cooking lesson here and we're going to make some ribeye steak, right?
Yeah, exactly. A ribeye steak with actually a beurre maître d'hôtel, which usually is a butter with a garlic and parsley. But like today, we decided to replace the garlic with a lemon juice to add some acidity to the recipe. We also did some green beans, just lightly blanched and then lightly pan-seared with French shallots. And also cherry tomatoes roasted with thyme, salt, pepper, and olive oil, and a little bit of balsamic reduction also.
So I've never made a ribeye steak before. What's the secret to a good steak?
It's a good cooking. I mean, you make sure you need to pan sear it pretty well, golden brown, and then finish it in the oven. But beside that, you need to let the meat sit a little bit after the pan searing. You leave it rest for a couple minutes before you put it back in the oven.
And now one thing when you were talking with the class is that seasoning is important. You always
season. Absolutely. Whatever you would do in kitchen, you will always season it with salt and pepper every time you're doing something in kitchen.
So really, I mean, these classes that you offer here, I mean, it's for not necessarily people that even have a good, big experience in cooking. I mean, you could have never cooked anything in your life, and I mean, it turns out really nicely because it's broken down into steps of what you do. You don't need to necessarily follow a cookbook and a recipe so much as it is just preparing each individual ingredient and putting it all together.
Yeah, the fact is you don't need to have a lot of skills to come here. We are not like a school, teaching school. It's like more coaching people, helping them with little tricks for kitchen. Example, the kind of oil you will use for cooking, the seasoning that we said before, the cooking time. And it's also really fun. I mean, what we want to have with people is having some fun, and we want people to laugh. We want to joke with them. It's the real thing that we want to do is that. And by the way, helping them for cooking at home, of course.
And that's exactly it, right? Learning about seasonings and the way to prepare meat and how you do things. And even just the way to chop up, you know, the different ingredients is something that is not necessarily just for this one particular dish. I mean, it's cooking in general.
It's in general. And what it's pretty fun for us, for the chefs, because we are professional chefs, is showing people how to season a shallot or a chopped chive or picking thyme or a lot of things that people doesn't know at home, and we can just show them and they will be like, oh, that's wonderful. And from now, they know how to do it at home. It won't be perfect, but at least they know the technique, and that's the only thing we want to teach them.
And I have to ask you how long you've been a chef and what your favorite dish is to make.
I've been a chef since 15 years now. I had two restaurants in France that I sold 2 years ago before I came in Montreal. And my favorite dish, I will say it's a good steak on the barbecue with a salad. That's it. It's the only thing.
Well, I have to say, the smell in here is getting really nice, so we better start cooking this stuff. And we'll be joining you again in about 15 minutes, and we'll see how it all turned
out. Absolutely. We'll do it.
And again, all of the pictures and everything that we're doing here, montreal.jbonair.com. We've got to get back to the music. More right after this.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.